Well, we've been hearing a lot lately coming out of Washington about the spending tsunami that is underway. And it is hard to believe, but it is also true that Congress has gone on a deficit spending spree, the likes of which is unprecedented, without question. The combination of the tax reform bill, which adds an average of $150 billion a year to the deficit, it's all borrowed money, and the February blow-up of government spending controls promises to balloon the federal deficit to over $1 trillion starting in the fiscal year beginning October. And, you know, it's one thing to have gigantic deficits when the economy's in recession. The textbook on that is, okay, the government runs big deficits in recession in order to try to turn the economy around. Well, it's unheard of to do this when the economy is in the ninth year of expansion. This is one of the longest economic expansions in history that we're in the ninth year of. It's also unheard of to open the spending spigots when the economy is operating at full employment, as it is now with the unemployment rate not much more than the low fours, around 4.1, 4.2 on a monthly basis. Comes out 4.1, comes out 4.2. That's full employment by anybody's definition. But, of course, the government owns the printing press. We've all learned that. And they seem to be content with just printing as much money as needed so that they can spend, as they are now doing. Now, if you're a long-term Money Talk listener, you know we've always been conservative on fiscal matters. All the way back to our first year in 1986, we have strongly recommended moving toward a balanced budget. Well, I think it's a fantasy now. I think moving to a balanced budget with the people we have in Washington right now, I think it's a fantasy. I mean, we had the Freedom Caucus. They were fiscal conservatives fighting for fiscal responsibility. They caved. They caved in February. They completely folded. We had the Tea Party politicians, fiscal conservatives through and through. They caved. They have abandoned their principles and become big spenders. I didn't think that could happen. I didn't think we would see those particular segments of the political spectrum turn into big spenders. It's happened. And right now we live in a country where the economy grows, the deficit increases, it gets added onto the national debt at breakneck rates. I mean, we're up to $20.75 trillion right now in national debt. $20.75 trillion. And it's amazing to watch. Interest rates are already on the move, and that's going to continue. Each 1% increase in the average cost of the national debt costs taxpayers over $200 billion additional annual interest. Think about it. Now, the U.S. has some problems in this regard. We don't have a trade surplus. We have a gigantic trade deficit. And we don't have a high savings rate. So this means that government debt, new government debt, has to be purchased and paid for by investors of many types, including foreign investors. You know, foreign investors right now own a pretty good chunk of the national debt. So this is where we are. Goldman Sachs has made a prediction that federal debt will exceed 100% of gross domestic product, and interest expense is on its way to 3.5% of gross domestic product, which is higher than it was after World War II, after we did all that spending to win the war. It's higher now than it was then. Now, here's something to watch out for, because it's happened before. The government now has an incentive to use inflation as a way to devalue their current debt obligation by paying it back in less valuable currency. Inflation lowers the real debt burden at the same time it devalues the currency. You can pay back your debt in devalued dollars and reduce the cost of the real debt. And certainly the Federal Reserve right now has no choice but to take a measured approach to rate hikes. We'll see 3 or 4 rate hikes this year. And if the economy continues to grow, that will continue next year. Now, I know there are those in government today, they know who they are, that have a love affair with taking on debt, borrowing money, as long as they can do it, as much as they can do it. And right now, they're in control, and we're looking at runaway federal spending in Washington, D.C. For some reason, after many, many years of protesting government deficits, that particular segment of the political spectrum seems to have gone underground. We don't hear much from them anymore, and they certainly are not making policy at this point. So we'll see. We'll see what the new Fed chair, Jerome Powell, says when he goes to Capitol Hill Tuesday, and again later in the week. He'll start before the House Financial Services Committee on Tuesday morning. But it's an interesting mix, isn't it? A new Fed chair, a soaring annual deficit, rising interest rates, inflation risks now under the microscope by investors. Remember the old Chinese saying, may you live in interesting times. Well, you are there.